WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy and 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly sunny this afternoon, a high around 56. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Three people suffered what were described as non-life-threatening injuries during a two-vehicle crash Tuesday afternoon southeast of Anita. The accident was reported just after 3:45 p.m. on Glendale Road. The Sheriff's Department has not released additional details as of this hour. News time is 7:07.
This is Rick Tasto with Lindemann Tractor at Atlantic. If you drove by our lodge, you can see that we've been doing a lot of trading on planters. We've got several used planters on hand, and we've taken advantage of the discounts that Kinsey offered, so we've got a good selection of new planters to pass along the savings to you. If you're looking to upgrade your planter, stop in and see one of us here at Lindemann Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
This is Jay from Lindemann Tractor in Atlantic. We've got a good selection of late model trade-in combines. Traded for a lot of good used late model combines as well. We've got some holdover 2011 Tier 3 New Holland combines. Get in here and take advantage of the low rate financing or take the cash discounts. Or you can look into pre-order discounts for Tier 4 for your combine next year. No matter what size your operation, whether it be big or small, we'll find a bigger or better model to suit your needs. Call us today at Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says a Page County man was sentenced Tuesday to 19 and a half years in prison for his role in a robbery and carjacking. 43-year-old Tyron Rodez Castile of Coyne was also convicted on charges, which included obstruction of justice and witness tampering. In addition, Castile was sentenced to a consecutive term of 84 months in prison for brandishing a firearm during the carjacking, for a total prison term of 26 and a half years. U.S. District Court Judge Robert W. Pratt also ordered Castile to serve a five-year term of supervised release following his release from prison and pay $400 to the Crime Victim Fund. Restitution was ordered to remain open until the value of the stolen coins can be determined. The case against him revolved around the September 11, 2008 robbery of Darlene Eitzen at her rural Page County farm home. The woman was held at gunpoint while Castile and his son Devin Castile robbed Mrs. Einson of her rare and valuable coin collection, which she had acquired after her husband's death. Federal jurisdiction for the prosecution existed because Castile had taken Einson's car during the robbery in violation of the federal carjacking statute. While awaiting trial on the federal charges, Castile attempted to have Mrs. Einson killed so she could not testify at his trial, and that resulted in additional charges being filed in federal court for obstruction of justice and witness tampering. The case was investigated by the ATF and the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation along with the Page County Sheriff's Office, and was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A Utah couple were arrested Monday afternoon on drug charges following a traffic stop in Pottawatomie County. According to Sheriff Jeff Danker, the driver of the vehicle, 26-year-old Sampamava Childs, and her male passenger, 23-year-old Samson Famabout, were charged with possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, prohibited acts, and a drug tax stamp violation. Childs and Famabout are being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $5,000 bond each. Danker says Deputy Brian Miller stopped a Chevy Malibu for speeding on I-80 at around 12:30 p.m. Monday, just north of the Highway 6 exit near Council Bluffs. After issuing a speeding citation and speaking with the pair, the deputy suspected they may be involved in criminal activity. He asked for and received permission to search their vehicle. During the search, he discovered 55 pounds of hydroponic marijuana in vacuum-sealed bags. The sheriff said also that a Council Bluffs man was arrested Monday for allegedly breaking into a house on River Road and taking metal from the home. 23-year-old Joshua Thompson was taken into custody after the owner of the home noticed suspicious activity and stopped to investigate. Thompson reportedly took off and hid in a creek, but was located a short time later by deputies and an Iowa State Patrol trooper. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday three arrests occurred over the past week. On Saturday, 23-year-old Travis Derek Collins of Bishop, Texas, was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. Collins was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released later that day on his own recognizance. Last Thursday, 31-year-old John Oliver Knight of Council Bluffs was arrested on a charge of driving while suspended. Knight was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released later that day on $300 bond. And on November 15, 30-year-old Stephen Robert Pedersen of Atlantic turned himself in on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Pedersen was released later that day on $2,000 bond. The Cass County Board of Supervisors have a rather light agenda for their meeting here in Atlantic this morning. The board is scheduled to receive a report from the county weed commissioner and other regular reports from the county engineer, attorney, and mental health general relief coordinator. In addition, and as time allows, the board will discuss and possibly act on a revision to the county burial policy for indigent persons and a revision of the county's cellular phone policy. That meeting begins at 9 a.m. An official with Midwest Partnership says they're currently accepting nominations for the Guy Powell Award, recognizing excellence in leadership and passion for economic development in the Midwest Partnership Development Region. Sarah Gomez, Economic Development Coordinator for Midwest Partnership, says businesses and individuals who are members of the Midwest Partnership Development Corporation, which serves Adair, Audubon, Greene, and Guthrie counties, are encouraged to nominate individuals who stand out as outstanding leaders in West Central Iowa and who work to make it a more economically vital place to live, work, and play. The deadline to submit nominations is January 12th of 2012, and you can email or mail your nomination forms to Monica Cateron, the office manager of Midwest Partnership Development Corporation, at Post Office Box 537, Stuart, Iowa 50250. The email address and other information on this story is available on our website at kjan.com under the News tab. News time is 7:13.
This is Rick Tasto with Lindeman Tractor at Atlantic. If you drove by our lodge, you can see that we've been doing a lot of trading on planters. We've got several used planters on hand, and we've taken advantage of the discounts that Kinsey offered, so we've got a good selection of new planters to pass along the savings to you. If you're looking to upgrade your planter, stop in and see one of us here at Lindeman Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
This is Jay from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic. We've got a good selection of late model trade-in combines. Traded for a lot of good used late model combines as well. We've got some holdover 2011 Tier 3 New Holland combines. Get in here and take advantage of the low rate financing or take the cash discounts. Or you can look into pre-order discounts for Tier 4 for your combine next year. No matter what size your operation, whether it be big or small, we'll find a bigger or better model to suit your needs. Call us today at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
And in the funeral announcements, George J. Oakley, age 86, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for George Oakley will be today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Carla K. Gustafson, age 70, of Kirkman, died Saturday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Funeral services for Carla Gustafson will be held on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Eileen Jensen, age 92, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home. Celebration of life services for Eileen Jensen will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Henson reporting.